When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title, What Could Go Wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hello, friends.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hi.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I was walking through the forest not too long ago, just enjoying the scenery, and I thought we could talk about trees, because it's always so peaceful when you're in the trees.
Okay.
Like old-growth forest. Nothing's wrong with old-growth forest, right? I mean, paths are pretty established. Everything's kind of been there for a while. It's really stable.
Pine beetles.
Pine beetles?
Pine beetles pine get into beetles. Old growth forests and they kill the trees. And then you just have this giant tinderbox waiting for somebody to toss a match in it. And by match, I mean cigarette. And then poof, and the whole thing goes up in flames.
But I mean, that's kind of the cycle for an old growth forest, right? I mean, it's going to grow up. Naturally, it would take a lot longer to burn down, but humans were just really good at being catalysts. So, you know, I mean, right. We're just but enhancing the cycle, right?
See, we've put ourselves next to the forest, and so, you know, it used to be, like, when forests would burn, that was good because it would restart the forest and everything, but now there's, you know, people's lives are put at risk, and we have to go in and we have to go in and fight the fires or contain the fires, and...
Or just watch them burn.
Or just watch them burn.
I mean, I've really never quite understood firefighters that go off into the forest, because really, they're just trying to stop the fire. They're not really fighting it so much as trying to let it not get so much to eat, and then kind of stepping back going, oh, please go out.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the fire. Like, it also depends on where it is. Some of them you have to, you know, you attack the fire, right? You attack the fire, and you build guard lines, and you parachute in with your weapons to fight the fire. And sometimes you set up, like, multiple-person cannons that shoot at the fire.
Wait, multiple-person cannons?
Yeah, it takes multiple people to run a fire hose.
Oh, okay, I'm with you now.
Okay.
Gotta have someone to smash out that car window that's in the way to the fire hydrant.
Yeah, in the middle of the forest.
Yes. The forest fire hydrants.
They should have parked next to the forest fire hydrant.
But they really shouldn't have. They're clearly signed. Street trees. Never street expected trees. Them. Let's build a road. Now let's put a tree on the side of it, because that always works out well, right?
They're very decorative, and they almost never shed all their leaves into the road during a large rainstorm that causes the sewers to plug and then the roads to flood. That never happens.
Oh, no, especially not in Portland.
It's happening in Portland right now.
Wait, is that the reason? We're all going to drown.
It's a part of the reason. It plugs all of the drains and the water has nowhere to go because, you know, we've covered a significant amount of our cities with pavement, and so the water just sits on top. And if our drainage systems that we've built into that are clogged with street tree leaves and other debris.
Let's not forget the roots.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing about roots. Like, if the trees get... Often, they'll cut the trees down along the streets before they get too big. But if they don't,
not so sure about that.
Yeah, but if they don't, those roots, you know, crack the pavement and cause all kinds of weird, driving conditions that could be quite dangerous, and also not great if you're, you know, say on a bike or rollerblades.
Ooh, rollerblades! I have not been rollerblading in quite some time.
I haven't either, but you know, I remember it being super fun.
When it gets to that point, though, really, you can't hold the person accountable for that, because that was a city arborist who 20, 30, 50 years ago decided, I'm going to put this tree here, slaps their hands, oh, that's the end of a nice day's work, and then they go and retire, and then we have to deal with the after effects.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be, like, all of our responsibility then, since we're all citizens, we should, like, you know, bring up concerns about things that could cause problems?
Oh, no. What we should
we should watch TV.
Yeah, and complain about it on Twitter.
Yep.
Oh. Okay, how about a tree that's a little bit more useful, like an apple tree? You know, we like to have lots of them in our fictional stories, and I like eating apples, so seems like they're pretty useful.
Okay.
Nothing can go wrong with apple trees.
We're thinking of something.
Have you ever had a neighbor that's had an apple tree?
Mm-hmm.
When your neighbor has an apple tree and they do not properly take care of it, and that apple tree hangs into your yard, and they don't take the apples off their tree, then what happens is all of their rotten old apples fall into your yard. And then it is now your job to go out and pick up these mushy, disgusting, bug-riddled, gross, unusable apples.
You should mulch them.
But not everybody has a place to mulch or to...
Mulch those apples and your yard gets fertilized for free.
But if you have too many of them, then it would kill
Oh, you can never have
grass,
too many of them.
I don't know. Because, see, I've seen this
You could
in
mush them and
person.
Make some cider.
You can't eat them, though, because a lot of times...
Oh, I wouldn't eat them.
You can't really do anything, because a lot of times they've been sprayed, and when they haven't...
But you said they didn't take care of it.
As I say, when they haven't been sprayed, they're full of bugs and gross, and these are like rotten apples.
It's a delicate balance.
It really is.
You either have bugs or spray, and there's this tiny little zone in the middle where you can eat things.
I thought you got spray bugs in the middle, where the bugs are inside spraying things.
Useful bugs.
Vomit.
Yeah, they're taking care of the other bugs. They're strong.
But by the time they've hit your actual yard, I mean, those aren't good for anything, really, other than you have to, like, get them scooped up and take them out to the curb so that the trash guy can take them away.
Yeah, and have you ever lived next to somebody who doesn't pick up all the apples and stuff? Like, that stuff stinks.
It really does.
As bad as, like, potatoes in the yard, but it gets to a point where if it's just, like, a solid sheet of apple goo under the tree, it's disgusting.
It is really smelly. Those sugars ferment and rot, and it does smell really bad. No more windows open. Nope.
I just remember as a kid, like, having an apple tree that never really, it kind of fruited, but never anything, it never got ripe. I just remember a couple times having a good old apple fight until I took one in the face, and then there was no more apple fighting.
Yeah, see, there's another
almost
problem.
Almost broken nose are no fun.
There's another problem with apples. Clearly you can weaponize them. I hadn't even thought of that, but dude.
I mean, they're a really shitty weapon. They just hurt.
Isn't that what puppets are for?
they break somebody's nose
and they're distracted enough to... Yeah, that's...
Got the apple-breaking nose brigade.
Yes.
All right.
The 27th apple-breaking nose brigade.
Indeed.
The fighting 27th.
Can't hold them back. Never tell a lie. Alright, here's a tree that I don't think we could ever have problems with. The Giving Tree. I mean, that thing gave its heart out.
I'm gonna cry right now, Jeff.
This book is so sad.
Oh my gosh, if you're not ready for that book, it just breaks your heart. And no one's ever ready for that book because it's the goddamn Giving Tree.
It is true. It doesn't know when
Jesus.
To quit.
And when you get older, like, you can read that book when you're young and think, like, oh, that's just kind of a nice story. And then you read it again when you're an adult and you're like, holy cow, that is the most awful child on the planet. Who raised that narcissistic, horrible being? And then you realize that that narcissistic, horrible being who destroyed that poor tree is now running for president of the United States of America. And that is what we get from the Giving Tree.
Shel Silverstein knew Donald Trump?
Well, he invented him, basically, is what I'm saying.
Wait, is Shel Silverstein's fault?
Is that book author really just like Dr. Frankenstein?
I think that he predicted the future quite well.
Oh, so he's an oracle.
Yes. That.
That kind of makes sense.
Right?
So, is America the tree?
I think that we are, like, we don't know the tree. The tree is somebody that he's already destroyed. But America is, you know, what's going to...
America's enjoying all the fruits of the Giving Tree that Trump is wanting to hand out.
America is going to be the next Giving Tree that he just chokes the life out of.
So this is like Let the Right One In, where there's a kid who's going around destroying trees over and over again, but it's Trump?
Yes.
Well.
Right! And that's what can go wrong with the Giving Tree.
You can make demagogues. Whoa. Didn't know.
Now you do.
Alright, hammock trees. Any tree you just want to tie a hammock to. Hopefully you pick one big enough hole to hold up the hammock.
And if you don't, you break your back.
Wait, what?
Well, or you can get the ones that go whoop and then throw you out of the hammock when you try and sit in it.
Oh yeah, you should not also pick one that's just enough to catapult you off of it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No.
So you gotta pick the right size tree.
Well, and like also one that doesn't have a bunch of bugs up in the leaves, because there's nothing worse than like you get all settled into your hammock and you're thinking
that's
like,
gross.
I'm just gonna sit here and enjoy my iced tea and my book and this hammock, and then all of a sudden like you're like, oh my gosh, what is that crawling on me? And then you realize that bugs
it's
are
a moth.
Falling
it's
from...
a swarm of moths.
Yeah, falling from the trees. Hmm.
You thought they were leaves. Joke's on you.
This is why I don't go outside, guys.
That's a good plan.
It can be a dangerous place. And a wonderful place.
Oh, man. Trees cause all sorts of problems.
They're great.
I mean, it's like Reagan said, if we've seen one, we've seen them all. Let's just get chopping.
Yes.
Did Reagan really say that?
I'm sure he did. It's
yes, he did.
On the internet.
Oh, better Wikipedia that one. All right, well, I think that's all the time we have for today. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please go to our audience. Your fond farewells.
Good night, guys. That's it. That's all I got for tonight.
Well, happy tomorrow, everybody.
Strong finish. Strong finish. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.